Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yes, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh. My name's John. I'm the director here at Mobile Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, very true.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She said you had some questions for me about the listing on Google or how it would complement maybe some other services that you're using.
Yeah, so I'm a registered pro on Angie's as well, and I guess I was just wondering how that would, if that would kind of benefit me in terms of what that Google engine looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it's always beneficial to have places where you have positive reviews, you know. You want as many credible sources of reviews as possible. As far as, like, it benefiting you, we would rather the customers call you directly, though, off the first page of Google than to go through that service.
Right.
Because if they go through that service, absolutely, then you're going to incur those lead fees and stuff. And we want to avoid that as much as possible. We want to keep the lead fees.
Yeah, so do
away.
I. So that sounds good.
Yeah. The major benefit to you and all this is that we have listing available in your industry and in your area. And when we list you independently on that first page, there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees for this particular type of placement. So it's just a flat monthly rate, and we let all those people just call you directly live. Obviously, they have to look up a service you provide in order to even get your number. So they're qualified.
Right.
It's just, it's more you dealing with them directly instead of like a lead getting texted to you and then you're trying to outbid them or whatever the case may be. So,
Right.
I feel like after a month or two of this, you might just leave Home Advisor by Angie's altogether.
Yeah, that'd be great. You wouldn't have a single complaint about that.
They're on the first page of Google. That's how they get the leads they sell anyway. So, you know, we could just put you on the first page of Google independently with your own reviews and everything, and people can call you direct. And usually that's what they do. Most people aren't scrolling down to that Home Advisor by Angie's List listing unless they're looking to get a couple of quotes. You know, at that point, they're basically price shopping. They're basically going, hey, who's going to do it for the cheapest? So then you got to pay a lead fee. You got to deal with it going to other guys. You got to drop your price. It starts to eat up your profits.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as far as the Google Places placement, have you seen those three guys that are there?
I'm familiar with them. I don't know them personally, but but yes, I am.
Okay. I just want you to know where you'll be placed. Tara drew up a pretty big service area here for you. She's saying you're looking to cover about a 40-mile radius, it looks like.
Yeah, essentially like the lower South Charlotte triangle there, right before it goes into Fort Mill. So South Park towards Waxhaw.
Hold on, where's Fort Mill?
Everything west.
Hold on, wait a second.
Fort Mill's right over the line.
Fort
Mill's in South Carolina.
I see Waxhaw. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so just west of Waxhaw is Fort Mill, so I'm trying to stay in North Carolina. But basically, I'm staying west of 74 and south of 485 in that little triangle there.
Got it. Okay, I see it here. Fort Mill was hiding from me. I see it, though, right here. You said 75. This, you mean 77?
74.
Oh, 74.
Yeah, 74 goes, so 485 is a circle around Charlotte, and 74 comes.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
I'd say southwest of that, and it just splits right through Monroe there. So I'm trying to stay left of that, working in Indian Trail, Matthews, and then picking everything up to the west.
Okay, got it. Let me just kind of draw this out, though, on the map here. Because it is geo-targeted, too. So it's not only keyword-specific, but we'll target the geographic area. That way people are only seeing you if they typed in that service and they're within that area. So the people calling you will always be qualified. We're not going to send you anywhere you don't want to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, that way you don't have anybody wasting your time. Like, oh, that's way too far. I mean, it typically covers up to a 40-mile radius, so everything that you're asking for, though, is within that. It's all within 40 miles of you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, even just downtown Charlotte is only 30 miles exactly from Waxhaw.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds right.
All right, perfect. And then we can cover you for up to 15 keywords. You'll be able to hand select your keywords during a client interview process that we do. They'll have recommendations ready for you. Have you ever heard of a Google Analytics before?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've worked with a company probably similar to yours. They're called AdIQ.
Oh, yeah. They do SEO, though. They're not a premier Google partner.
SEO.
Yeah, that's how we started in 2004.
I had a terrible experience with them. So.
Oh, geez.
I just figured I would give you guys a chance to
redeem it.
Give you guys a chance and they'll hear you out, you know?
Yeah. No, I hear you. AdIQ just focuses on SEO, though, so sometimes it takes like 60, 90 days before you see results from them. It's one of those things where it's like you don't see results for a long time. You're just kind of paying. But if you stick with it, a certain amount of time, eventually they do get you up there, and usually people see pretty good results with those guys. Did you only try it out for like a month or two?
No, I tried it out for probably six.
Wow.
I just wasn't too pleased. The sales team, they helped me out and stuff, or at least they made it sound like they did. Mm-hmm. They reduced the price to make it like work for me, everything. And then, just over time, I wasn't really getting anything out of it. So
that's not good.
It became a little bit more of a hassle. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you're in a high traffic area.
So I'm a little traumatized.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they kept telling me. Right?
Oh, so
I was like, I know there's work around here because I see it. I know the competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused how I'm paying, I don't know, I think it was like $200 to $250 a month for this service, and I'm not getting anything out of it. So,
right. Well, success on the internet is all about working with the right company, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, having yourself up there, did they just not even get you up there? Because that's what I'm not understanding. If you're on the first page, there's no way you're not getting good results. So did they just not even make it to the first page?
So I never, towards the end, I made it towards the first page because I kind of scorched earth and they did everything they could to like get me on there.
Yeah.
But by then I was already kind of over it, right? So
yeah.
I just parted ways with them, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, our clients are usually able to see return on investment in the first month, but we do recommend that you try it for 2 months when you sign up with us, and it is a month-to-month service. So of our guys, usually about the 4 to 6 week mark is where they really start to hit their stride as far as getting a consistent flow. The first couple of weeks, we're just doing Google verification, doing the optimization, doing keyword research and programming. You know what I mean? Getting everything up and running and ready to launch. And then once it's launched and, you're up there for a bit, then it starts flowing in, you know. And then the longer you do it, usually the better it gets because you'll have, like, reoccurring clients in your pipeline, and then you'll have new guys consistently coming in too. But I don't want to give you the impression that it is something that, you know, I sign you up today and in a week or two you're already seeing a 100 phone calls, because it's just not how it works.
Right. No, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
Would you guys like merge onto my Wix account?
Yeah, we could use Wix. We have a lot of. I noticed you have the website built through them already. I was on your website right now. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, Wix is fine. If you want something done with your site, we could even help you with that too. But I feel like it's pretty nice. Just missing maybe some pictures. Just a lot of writing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of been the issue. Is everything I have is writing. I haven't done a good job of
documenting anything.
I mean, a self-assessment is I haven't done a good job of getting enough pictures, right? So
yeah, the website looks
that's
good.
Something
just
I'm trying
photos.
To.
Yeah, but
I mean, in all honesty, by the time you read that first box, you're not going to be able to scroll all the way to the bottom because you fell asleep already. You know, I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah. No, it's not bad though. I've seen a lot of people build their own site and it doesn't look this good, you know. They don't even get this far. Or it's like all white and it's just like all over the place, you know. At least it's, but Wix is pretty nice to use because you don't have to do like any actual like coding, you know. You can just kind of copy paste usually with Wix.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes it a lot easier. So,
yeah.
You did good though. Don't beat yourself up. If you need help with it, we can help you with the site. We wouldn't even charge you to help you with the site, you know. Where our services are compatible with Wix. So, you know, whatever you're trying to do, you can send in the photos. We have a whole team full of graphic designers in here. They'll get in there and make sure it's representing you properly. But the major benefit is getting that first page placement. We're a Google partner, so we have some pretty strict guidelines. Like, we're not supposed to work with two guys in the same industry in the same area. So the reason we're reaching out to you today is because we were previously working with a guy in this area, and he's relocating. So he's still going to utilize the SEO services and the Google Places placement, but we have to wait for a spot to open up in his new area. And so in the meantime, now we're looking for a guy in this area to fill it.
Understood.
So let me see what I could do, though. You said you got quoted by AdIQ 250. We usually charge about $299 for our essential package. But I can try to put you on like a platinum package and then reduce it to that $249 pricing structure. So that way it's kind of in the same vicinity as those guys. I know cheaper isn't usually better, but in this situation, we're getting you about a $600 package that comes with like Facebook ads, a Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. It'll basically turn us into like your one-stop shop for everything online, but we'll just do it at the $249 okay. pricing structure. So that way you don't have to worry about having like 100 different bills floating around. Me and my team here will just be like a one-stop shop for you. Everything that has to do with everything online, even your website, we can get in there and help you with that too.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But that would be the most competitive okay. thing that I can do to keep your overhead down, but also to try to earn your business long-term, you know. Obviously, like I said, the goal would be to beat out every production that you're getting from HomeAdvisor, and obviously show you a lot better results than AdIQ, and I feel like we'd be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely sounds great.
I know it's a large pill to swallow, but if you're just getting started and it's like legit new business, like the benefits of the Google verification, you know, and then having people.
I totally get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I never have used Bing to look anything up. It's always Google. And, you know,
we do
being able to say
Bing
anything near me. Oh, okay.
Bing is a search engine that they just pull from the Google's top three guys for their top five. You'll notice it's the same people. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, didn't mean to talk shit about them then, but yeah. I mean, I've never used it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Right. So.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I've never used it anyway. So, regardless. Okay. You could keep me on maybe the short list, like if you guys aren't able to get anybody else by the end of the day or whatever, I'd definitely love to try to work things out and see if I can. I can take that leap of faith. Obviously, I know what you guys are talking about and how that could be productive and efficient for me. So it's just a matter of making sure I have my finances in line before I take another payment.
Gotcha.
I mean, as you guys obviously know, Angie's is egregious.
Expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, as you know, I mean, this is the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 15 years, but it has to be done the right way, obviously.
Right.
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 So,
absolutely.
Know, like I said, it's all about working with the right guys. We do have to have that opening in order to work with you. It's not like AdIQ or like traditional SEO. Part of our requirements for our Google partnership and to keep that relationship with them is they don't want us to be working with multiple guys in the same area. So I know that, you know, even if we fill this spot, probably we won't work with you, but it's still a good idea to get some kind of SEO established for this newer business. You know, if you just started a month or two ago, like Google verification, work on some SEO, maybe make some improvements to the site. You know, those are all long-term benefits. But you're saying that even the two kind of out of range for you right now?
No, I wouldn't say it's out of range. No, I just honestly off the top of my head, I don't really know what my monthly expenses are. So if I could.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That down.
If you look at it as a bill, then it's the wrong way to go about it. You know, and you're definitely going to say, nah,
no,
it's
no,
not a good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you look at it as
250 doesn't mean anything after the first job, right? Like, I'll make my return. It's not a problem.
Well, yeah, not just that, but you also want to think long-term too. But obviously that's the short-term, like, okay, you get a job, you're making, it's, you know, you're making your money back. Sure. Nobody gets into business to break even though, you know, business owner goes, hey, I'm going to spend all this money getting a business up and running just so I can make my money back, you know? But
absolutely.
It's reallocating your marketing budget, because this worked how I anticipate the Platinum Package working, with us generating leads and job opportunities from not just Google, but Bing, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, all these directories in that Platinum bundle. I mean, you're basically going to get rid of HomeAdvisor. You're going to drop your monthly budget down to $249. So what I was saying is, instead of looking at it as, hey, this is me spending more money. Sure, maybe right now, today, that is the situation. But if you fast forward a month or two down the line, you're saving yourself significant amount of money by not having to pay per lead or continue to do that moving throughout the rest of the year, moving forward as a business owner. You know, the sooner you can get away from that, the sooner you're going to start saving money. So, I mean, being that we have the availability, you know, and I'm willing to drop the pricing down to less than half of what that Platinum package normally runs. It's usually $599 on the pricing page. I mean, why not? I mean, it's month to month. You can cancel at any time if you're ever unhappy with it. It's not like you're buying it to like a year contract or anything like that. Why not give us 30 days to get in there and show you what we can do? Fix your website up, get it up and running, and then, you know, like I said, by the end of that 30 days, you'll have pretty clear results on what's going to be best for you and your marketing budget moving forward.
Right. So within those first 30 days, it's that front page thing. And then website, I'll probably keep the same way unless I'm able to, like, throw some pictures in there, but that's still going to fall on me regardless.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, website's just... That's
it'll
easy.
Be like, what do you guys do with the Facebook stuff? You guys run a Facebook page for me, or you guys
yep.
just set it all up? Like, what does that look like?
No, we create it and host it. We do a biweekly posting. They send you a text message before the post actually goes live to make sure we get your approval on it. So it'll be like a little condensed version of the ad. But then we're also running ads. So there's a remarketing campaign with Facebook where if somebody's looked up hardscaping or one of your services in the past and they're on Facebook, it'll actually pop up to them. I don't know if you've seen those pop-ups before. Like, oh, maybe my phone's listening to me or something because I go on Facebook and now this is showing
right.
up. Yeah, so those are remarketing
right.
ads. So they'll have those too. And then if they're doing a general search on Facebook, which is a little less common, but if they are doing a general search for hardscaping on Facebook, you'll be there as well too. The keyword optimization still works for Facebook.
Okay. So I have Facebook. Basically, I just give you guys that information and you can just hop on that.
Exactly. Just like with your Wix and your website, we're not going to duplicate your site or duplicate
okay.
your Facebook. We'll just access what you already have and then do the work from there.
All right.
You don't want any duplicates floating around that causes discrepancies with the search engine. The AI just gets confused on that
yeah,
part.
Yeah, and that was part of my largest issue with AdIQ in the past was that they
duplicated,
made a second website, and then
rookies.
They didn't use
rookie
any of my actual information, you know, and then it just, yeah, it wasn't
rookie
great.
Move.
But,
yeah, that's a big rookie
yeah,
move on their
yeah,
part.
Right.
They should know that, though, because even for traditional SEO, you can't duplicate listings, you know, but as a Google partner, that's just
right.
law. The first thing we do is the name, address, phone number cleanup on all the listings to make sure that there is no discrepancies. And then if there are ones with discrepancies, if we have access to them, we go in there and fix it. If it's something we don't have access to, we'll contact you and be like, hey, you know, that HomeAdvisor listing says your address is this, or, you know, we'll ask you to change it or get rid of them, one or the other. But you can't
yeah.
have stuff that doesn't match up. There's portions of it that are AI and then portions of it that are manually read. For the Google Places placement. So if the AI kind of gets stuck where there's like two listings, it just suspends your whole Google business profile, and then we have to fix that or else you're not going to be being displayed for your keywords. So.
Right. Okay. So what would the process look like? Like how much longer would I be on the phone for this to all go down?
Oh, man, 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah, I could sign you up real quick, and then we'll have to do a client interview, obviously, at another time. That's best for
right,
us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, can you just hit me with bullet points of what the services are?
Yeah.
Like what I'm getting out of it again? Just like
yeah.
That.
Major benefit, Google Places placement. You're on the first page there. Then I said earlier, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. There's Facebook and Facebook ads. So you'll have that mm-hmm. as well. And then there's Apple and Safari for the iPhones. They automatically redirect yeah. now to Google. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
And then there's a tracking
So the Thumbtack thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a Thumbtack, right? So
nice.
I would still need to put like a weekly budget in there, correct?
For a Thumbtack, yeah. If you want to run. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so you guys would basically create an account for me, and I would run from it, but I already have an account.
Yeah, so it's just part of our directory submission. So you could; those are things you could opt in and out of. They're just extra features that I'm making accessible to you because I didn't know if you had them or not,
yep.
right? So same thing, like the website or something that's in the Platinum package. You already have a site. So you won't utilize, like, buying a domain and doing that, but you could still use, like, the graphic design in there. So, you know, having it be a part of the service, if you go, hey, I need help with this on Thumbtack, what do you guys think? We'll be able to help you instead of turn you down and be like, oh, that's not a product and feature that we're providing for you in the bundle. Make sense?
Understood.
Yeah, so I'm leaving that all in the package. So that way, if you do need help with it, you still have our team here to be able to assist you across the board, not just on the Google stuff.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Okay. You said the tracking thing, that's going to be...
Oh, yeah, we have an
GEO,
app.
Whatever, satellite basically says you're around here, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's always going to be geo-targeted, but the tracking system is actually a tracking system for your own individual stats. Like, you'll be able to see all the leads, the clicks, the calls you're getting, where they came from, you know, what platform it came from, whether it was Google, Bing, Facebook. It's all broken down there on the back end. And then you even have, like, that text message link that you can send to people when you finish jobs that'll ask them to leave a review on your Google business profile with a little star rating in the text. So that's all part of the tracking app. If you're missing calls, all the information is still saved in there, so you could go back and call those guys. You're not missing your opportunity.
Okay, understood.
Make your life a lot easier, especially if you don't have somebody answering the phones for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll try it.
You'll love it. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to show you that it's a lot better than Home Advisor, and it's not going to be like AdIQ.
Yeah, well, all right. I believe you. If you can say those two things, I'm sold.
All right. Well, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'm going to be your account lead, so I'll be continuing to communicate with you moving forward. There is going to be an account management team. I'm not going to be the only guy that you talk to, but if you want something done quickly or you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out to me directly.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm going to text that to you now, and then I'll create your account and get you rolling. All right, and then Josh, what's your last name?
Bahnick, B-A-H-N-I-C-K.
Okay, and then I'm assuming Josh is short for Joshua?
Yes. Yep.
Traditional spelling, J-O-S-H-U-A?
Yes.
All right, and then what's your business email address where I could send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing?
Zenith_Joshua@outlook.com.
Okay. And then the street address for your Google PIN verification?
6802 Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, Glenn with one N, Drive, Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Got it. 28173?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then do you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
Hide, please. That'd be great.
Okay. Gotcha. It'll still say Waxhaw, North Carolina, 28173, but the street address will be hidden.
No problem.
And no turn-by-turn direction. And then how do you want your hours of operation?
That's something I've always Struggled. I guess I could do 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday and Sundays off.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then for the client interview, what would be the best time to circle back and do a client interview with you?
Can we do something after 4? Either 4 or 4:30-ish. Monday through Friday, I should be fine.
You want to do 4 o'clock today?
Sure. We can do 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that, because then if there's anything they need to work on over the weekend, I can still have them work on it, as long as it's not pertaining to any kind of, like, billing or anything. Okay. All right, let me save. Josh. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then they'll text you 1 hour before as a heads up. It will be with a separate representative from our company, just as a heads up on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
But if you ever have a problem with anybody, just report it to me. I'll get them taken care of.
<That's>
Like, customer's always right. I have to say that like 3 times a day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. No one likes hearing that, though. I get it.
Yeah, it's tough. And you know, business owners, they want stuff like right away, you know? So it's like, I get it, you know? Sometimes they're grumpy and they're, like, really mean to them, but I'm just like, it doesn't matter, you know? Like, you don't understand what they're going through on the other side, too. So. All right.
Totally get that.
Yeah. You know, these guys are already, like, running a crew, and they're frustrated with their crew, and then they get on the phone with one of our reps. You know?
Right.
It's like, okay. All right, Josh. So I got your profile set up, and I have the client interview scheduled for 4 o'clock today. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay. Now this just says Joshua Bannick on it, or does it say Zenith Hardscape Consultants?
Joshua J. Bonick. I have a middle initial there.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address for your Google PIN verification?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
Yeah. 5312.
5312.
5700.
5700.
2077.
2077.
5775.
5775. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0427.
0427, and there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
019.
019. Okay. And then just as added protection, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification, and then we're good to go until your 4 o'clock client interview. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, Josh, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to turn this on. Okay, Josh, you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Zenith Hardscape Consultants.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Joshua Bonick, the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Josh, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you want to try to practice immediate response time. If you're missing calls, it's totally okay. Just try to check your tracking system every, like, 24 to 48 hours.
Absolutely.
Just want to make sure you're not missing anything. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Again, we are supposed to recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 23rd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website services for you at no additional charge, and then I waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to auto-renew each month. It's going to be on the 23rd day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services one day, just let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to process your payment here. When this clears, you're going to get three text messages that will come through to you. One of them is going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. These will all also be sent to your email. Another one's going to be a link to your Google verification form. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own the business, but I do need you to do the Google verification form, fill that out as soon as you can. And then also the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system will be sent over to you as well.
Okay.
All right. So it looks like the payment has processed. So look out for those text messages here. I just want to make sure at least the subscription terms comes through because they kind of trickle through over like a 60-second period. And then I'll let you get back to work here. I hear you stomping around on some gravel.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, so it looks like it says it's sent on our end, but it's not showing received successfully. So, okay, good. And then you
I got
the interview. You got them?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got the first one with the pricing, mm-hmm. and then, I got them.
That's my contact. Yeah, and then you'll get the one that says terms. That's the outline of the agreement. You'll get one that says url.local/google. For your Google verification, and then you'll have one with your phone number as a username and your own password. You can change your password once you log into there. But that concludes the initial setup process. So I'll let you get back to work. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Appreciate the opportunity to earn your business long term. And then look out for our phone call at 4, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. If you need anything, just call in, okay? I'm here for you.
Will do. Appreciate it.
All right, Josh. You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.